The Osgood File, sponsored by Olivet Nazarene University, from where you are to where you will be. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. What's been lost in the debate over keeping out terrorists is that whatever you do to prevent it, sometime, somewhere, something's going to happen. And in the UK, four British trauma experts created an app so that if you happen to be there, you'll know what to do. More after this. There's a new anti-terror smartphone app being tested in the UK called Citizen Aid. And the principle behind it is pretty simple. Terrorist attacks, by their nature, come without warning and can happen anywhere. And since when they do happen, the police are going to be preoccupied with stopping the bad guys, someone has to come to the aid of the victims. And that someone may be you. CBS's Riley Carlson witnessed a demonstration in Birmingham, England.
Yeah, a shooting. There's a gunman in the street. Three people have been shot.
We have to empower the public with skills and knowledge to be able to act in the first few minutes.
Army doctor Timothy Hodgett survived a terrorist bombing 25 years ago and says the most recent attacks in Berlin and Istanbul highlight the need for citizen aid.
It is at the front of people's minds that it can happen, even though it's a rare event.
So Dr. Hodgetts and his fellow trauma experts developed Citizen Aid, which tells you exactly what to do if you witness a knife attack, a mass shooting, or a bombing. And what you do is you run, you hide, you call the police, and then, if you can, you help.
Step by step, the app shows how to use whatever you can find to stop bleeding.
If he's lost a limb, then we need to use a tourniquet.
I would use something like a scarf. You know, you teach people to do these skills, they will save a life. That's an amazing thing to be able to train for.
The app is coming to the U.S. next, and since most of us aren't medics, we hope we won't have to use it. But if we do, it'll be right there in your pocket. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.